So when you buy your space rockets from some outfit in Virginia, you better hope there's a warranty when something like this happens.
3, 2, 1.
And we have ignition. And we have liftoff of Antares 54-3 mission, covering Cygnus on its third CRS mission, the ISS.
And launch team, be advised, stay at your consoles. Everyone in the LCC, maintain your positions in your consoles.
That's right, stay at your console, because the whole thing blew up. That's the live feed from inside the control room at NASA TV as the Antares rocket exploded shortly after liftoff. 1,300 pounds of food was destroyed, along with supplies, some classified equipment, and science projects built by some now very disappointed students. The private contractor here is Orbital Sciences, which used some modified Russian-built engines in the design of the Antares. Joining us is Dan Vergano, a senior writer and editor for NationalGeographic.com. Dan, you write a lot about science. What's the suspected cause here of this malfunction at this early stage? Anything?
Obviously, the first stage of the rocket blew up. They said they saw a problem 6 to 10 seconds into the launch, and by 20 seconds, they called the destruct signal. These things can fail all kinds of ways. A pump can blow. You can have a fracture eat through the nozzle and the whole thing go. They saw a problem, and they decided to push the button and blow it up.
So they actually blew it up. They discovered the malfunction before the explosion actually happened.
Right, yeah. They're getting signals from the rocket. The range officers are saying, oh, this one isn't going to go, and there's a decision that was made very quickly, according to NASA, to blow it up just for safety. You don't want to go sideways and land on a populated area.
Were these solid fuel rockets here on the Antares?
It has two stages. The first stage is a liquid rocket engine, which uses kerosene and liquid oxygen. That's the part that seems to have gone wrong here, these two Russian engines. And then the second stage is a solid rocket motor. And so when the thing blew up, you have all this, you know, solid rocket fuel, this rubbery explosive stuff burning on the ground.
Has there ever been any concern about the Russian design of rockets, because private contractors are using them in various sorts of commercialized space ventures?
Right. Well, that's a bigger issue now. Russians are very good rocket designers, and they make very good rockets. They've been very reliable. These ones had a failure in a test, this model of rocket. That's why they do it. They test them down at Stennis Space Center before they use them. And this particular model did have a failure in May. These have a curious history. They've been very reliable. That's why we used them. Now it's going to be a question, are 40-year-old plus rockets, rocket engines, a good idea?
Can Orbital Systems design their own, or do they have to really be refitting material that's already been made?
Well, it's a question of economics. I mean, we bought these rocket engines from the Russians for the cheap when the Cold War ended, and they're really nice rocket engines. They were going to take the Russians to the moon, so they've been sitting around in a warehouse, and a U.S. company bought them for $1 million a piece. And they work great normally, and so it seems like a good deal for Orbital Sciences. You have Aerojet refurbish them, you put nice electronics on them, they're solid design, you put them into your rocket, you can assure NASA that, hey, we have a very sturdy and reliable rocket design here.
I love also how, you know, the Cold War, which seems to have injected itself into Ukraine and every other conflict going on the other side of the world, seems to have injected itself into this malfunction as well. Russians have announced that they successfully have launched a mission to the ISS. Now it's the space race to see who can supply the ISS. It's no longer a race to the moon.
The space politics are pretty crazy right now. We have to cooperate with the Russians nicely, and they have to cooperate with us to keep ISS going. But meanwhile, we're disagreeing about Ukraine and all the other things going on. They can't brag too much, right? These were their refurbished rocket engines that seem to be the problem here today.
There's nothing that's salvageable from the payload, right?
Oh, no. This was a mess. Quite an explosion. The debris pattern will tell them something about what went wrong. They have all kinds of telemetry that'll tell them something wrong. They'll be looking at the video to see where the fire broke out. That'll tell them something about what kind of failure happened in these engines.
And you've got some science fair projects from some students. That's really disappointing. Food, 1,300 pounds of food, that'll cause the stomachs of the ISS folks to grumble, I suspect.
They have enough food. They said they have 4 to 6 months of supplies just in case something like this happens. A European supply mission had arrived earlier this month, and the Russians, as you noted, launched one this morning. So they're in pretty good shape. There should be another Dragon resupply mission before things get too dire for them.
and the classified equipment? Any speculation on what that is? NSA,
well, they said
surveillance?
It was, yeah, you know? I suspect that that's just communications equipment to encrypt messages to and from the ground so somebody can't hack into it. Typically, you would classify your telemetry. There might also be trade secrets involved. The orbital sciences might not want the other guys to know exactly how their rockets are controlled, that sort of thing.
Dan Vergano is a senior writer and editor for National Geographic. Thanks so much, Dan.
You bet.